Welcome back, Dennis and Callahan. We wrap up our Patriot Friday with our conversation with Rodney Harrison. It's powered every Patriots Friday by CleanEnergyAction.net. High and wasteful energy costs are nothing to cheer about. Tackle good energy solutions at CleanEnergy.net. CleanEnergyAction.net is your source for winning the energy game plan. Good morning, Rodney Harrison. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, nice weekend for the bye. Have you changed your outdoor plans to rest and relax?
Little golf, little apple picking this weekend?
Well, I'm in Atlanta. Flew in last night.
Good for you.
So I'm relaxing, hanging out with the family, and just good to be able to get away from football for a few days and just hang out with the family.
Bye weeks at this stage of the season, more good for you mentally or physically, Rodney?
I think a little bit of both. I think if you look at the rookies preparing for the draft, the combine and everything, I think they probably needed it probably more than anyone because they've been gone just for, you know, maybe 5-6 months. And it's been a long, you know, off season as well as preseason for them. They've mini camps, training camps, all off season workouts as well as now. They're looking at it as their season is almost over, but this is really just the beginning. And I talked to Gerard Mayo the other day and I told him just go home for a few days and get some rest. Charge because it's a long year.
Rodney, there's no question this Patriot football team has made its bones and won 3 Super Bowls by compartmentalizing every single regular season victory in short order and moving on to the next game. Is that tougher to do when you were trying to compartmentalize a loss?
No, I mean, we've lost around here. I mean, most people aren't used to us losing, but, I mean, that comes with the territory. I mean, anytime you go out there, any team can beat you on any given day, so you have to go out there and not get too high when things are good and not get too low when things are bad. So we understand we went out there, we laid an egg, we didn't play well. They came out, they hit us, they were more physical, seemed like they wanted it a little more than us, a lot more than us, I should say. But, you know, from a defensive standpoint, you know, there were some plays that we definitely left out on the field, and it's something that we can improve on and we've been working on.
Let me ask it a little different way. Which is greater in your mind and lasts longer, the good feeling after a win or the bad feeling after a loss?
The bad feeling after the loss definitely lasts longer. You know, you always try to keep things in perspective, and yes, it feels good to go out there and have a victory, but I think the bitter taste in your mouth really lasts. But, you know, after you have so much success, you know, you expect great things to happen all the time. But I think, you know, things like this happen to continually to keep you humble and let people know that, you know, this is a tough game, the NFL. With the parity of NFL and how competitive it is right now, you have to understand that anybody can beat you. It's not about what you've done in the past. It's not about what your title is on your helmet. It's about how you go out there and prepare and go out there ultimately and perform on Sunday.
Your teammates said they wanted it more than you did. They said you didn't know what was going on. Richard Seymour said you were running around like chickens with your heads cut off. Do you agree with that, Roddy? Does it make sense to you what happened on Sunday? Do you understand exactly what happened to you guys against the Dolphins?
Well, watching the film, it was just, you know, the communication wasn't as good as it normally is. We missed some tackles. You know, we tried to do other things outside of ourselves instead of doing our own job. And that's something that showed up on the film. The film doesn't lie. You heard that old adage, and it doesn't lie. So, you know, quite honestly, we've looked at the film, we've practiced on the things and worked on the things that, you know, we need to get fixed, and we're going to fix them. And we can't hold our heads down from last week, just like we can't walk around with our heads up in the air, you know, too much when we have, you know, when we won our first 2 games. So it's just about kind of staying neutral and learning and getting better and getting ready for next week.
You know, I imagine you and Richard and Teddy and Rabel behind the scenes, quietly among you guys, saying, we have to do more. We have to pick it up, step up, if we're going to win 10, 12 games this year. Is that accurate? Does that happen?
I don't think you have to do more. I think you have to do your job better, and I think that's what we need to focus on, because each and every player on that field, I don't care how great you play, you left plays out there on that field. So I think you know, you have to do a good job of doing your job, but ultimately looking at film and doing your job better. And that's what we try to pride ourselves on. I can't do Teddy's job. Teddy can't do my job. So if he does a great job, he needs to do a better job, even more. You understand what I'm saying? Mm. So it's not like each individual player we're walking around on defense, say, hey, man, we got to do more. We just have to do our jobs better, and that's what the focus and emphasis is.
Rodney, obviously nobody outside of the 53 in that locker room knows the techniques and the words that Bill Belichick says to you guys motivationally. But I guess in some form or fashion, as an example, generally speaking, when you're about to play, getting ready to play a team that you are, quote-unquote, supposed to beat, at some point he warns you about being overconfident in the, you know, any given Sunday and a trap game and all that sort of stuff. If indeed that is the case, does he now have an object lesson to point to later in the season, maybe next time you guys play, and say, you know what? Look what happened to the Miami Dolphins. On any given Sunday, it can happen. Is that an object lesson that he will use?
Well, I think you see that each and every week in the NFL. I mean, you don't really have to say anything. You just look on TV and see, you know, the Bears went into Indianapolis and beat the Colts, which, you know, and then even last night in the college realm, Oregon State goes in there and they beat USC. So, you know, I mean, everyone's competitive in the professional manner. Everyone's getting paid a lot of money. So, I mean, I think guys that have been around the league a long time understand you can't take anyone for granted because these teams are hungry. I don't care what their record is. They're gunning for you, especially if you're Patriots. And now that, you know, they smell blood since Tom's hurt, you know, they want to come after us. But you got to understand we got a lot of pride on this team. We got a lot of guys that won a lot of games, a lot of championships, some great coaches. And we're going to get it together. We're going to go out there and compete at a high level.
It may have been a surprise, but the direct snap to Ronnie Brown didn't look complicated from a distance. Was it tricky? Was it gadgety, or did you just get beat straight up man to man by a team that took lightly?
Well, no, I don't think we took them lightly. I think obviously we didn't come out with the enthusiasm and the intensity and focus that we needed, but I mean we had opportunities make those plays. I mean, on the long run, we missed the tackle on Ronnie Brown, on the fake handoff when he passed the ball to Fasano. I mean, you know, that's a coverage where if we just do our job, we're right there, you know, ready for the sack or the interception. So, you know, I don't think it was as much as, I mean, it's a gadget play, but I think it was more us than them, you know, really just out executing us. You know, I think, you know, if you stay in your gaps, if you make the tackle and do your job and stay in your zone from a defense standpoint, we stop those plays. But in the future, we're prepared for them. And sometimes you have to go through, you know, tough times in order to realize, you know, where some of your weaknesses are. So, I mean, we've addressed those issues, and we'll be ready for Sunday if any of those things come up again.
Did you go to bed Sunday night with one play, with one mistake, just eating at you and keeping you up?
I think, personally, you know, do everything you can to get to the ball and try to make all your tackles and stuff like that. I think just overall it was just a disappointment. It was a bitter taste in my mouth, you know, just from the way everything happened. I think, you know, we were basically still in the game. I think it was 28-13. We had a chance to stop them, and we just could not stop them. We just did not stop them, and we had some opportunities on third down to stop them. We had a sack in the backfield. Chad Pennington, you know, we rode off him, and he completed a ball like second down and 20 or 15 or something like that. I mean, you just got to be able to get off the field and make those plays when you have an opportunity to. So I think overall, from a defensive standpoint, I was very disappointed in our play as a defense because we left a lot of plays out there. But I think we've done a good job this week of addressing it. Guys, understand what we have to do to get better.
Rodney, Miami coach Tony Sperano said this week, the Dolphins, in terms of play calling, have just scratched the surface of the trick plays and gadgets they're going to use this year in the NFL. Can that kind of stuff fly for 16 weeks in this league, in your estimation?
I think teams are so good at adjusting, and teams are so so smart. I think, if you're relying on trick plays for 16 weeks to win your ball games, I think, me personally, I just don't know how that's going to work. Mm-hmm. We'll definitely find out the next 16 weeks, but yet still, I think everyone knows now after seeing our game that they're going to prepare for all the trick games, all the trickeries and all the trick plays and stuff like that. So, you know, going in there, teams are definitely going to have a plan. It's just a matter of mano-a-mano, stopping the plays and hitting somebody in the mouth.
You know, the old adage in the NFL is it's a copycat league. Would you be surprised if you didn't see some form, some variation of that from San Francisco in your next game?
Bring it on. We're ready for it. That's all I can say. We're ready for it. I mean, like I said, we've addressed the issue. We're going to go out, and we're going to play Patriot football. I mean, everyone wants to panic. We that one loss, and you know, everyone wants to, you know, they want to put us in the Super Bowl after 2 weeks, and then now all of a sudden we're the worst team in the league after losing to Miami. So, I mean, we're not really caught up in, you know, what the media thinks or what the people think about us. We just take a win as a win and take a loss as a loss, learn from it, and move on.
Did you hear the boos, and if so, did they bother you?
Well, of course. I mean, you heard the boos, and of course they bother you because, you know, we work very hard. We worked very hard for a lot of years to put championships up there and to win ball games. You know, guys sacrificed a lot, their families. You know, they play in pain. They wake up. You know, they're working 14, 15 hours a day. I mean, we take, you know, I mean, Tom, you know, he's got a broke-up knee because he loved the game so much. So, of course, you know, you don't ever want to hear your team or your teammates booed or anything like that because we put so much into it. But yet, still, you understand that the fans, you know, they're paying their hard-earned money. They want to see, you know, you go out there and perform at a high level. But, you know, what can you do? I mean, you just got to ignore it. You have to move on and understand truly that, you got to just continue to play for the guys in the locker room. And you know, we love the fans, but yet still, you know, it's one loss. There's no need to pay.
Hey, will you watch football this weekend or just baseball or no sports at all? What do?
You definitely pay attention to the games. You definitely pay attention to, you know, all the teams in the AFC East and AFC period. You enjoy them. You relax. And you just be thankful that, you know, you're not out there beating up your bodies for 1 week because once we get back, it's, you know, 13 straight weeks that we have to go.
Well, based on the weather here today and tomorrow, Rodney Harrison, good audible on your part getting out of town and getting to Atlanta. I hope you enjoy your weekend off, and we'll talk to you next week.